AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he'll hike tariffs on cars and trucks from the European Union next week. Saka Magani has details.
Last July,
we've reached a deal,
an agreement with the European Commission's president setting a 15% tariff on most goods. Today,
as usual, they were not adhering to the agreement that we have.
And the president's boosting auto tariffs to 25%, which could jolt a global economy already battered by the Iran war. The president believes the higher tariffs will force European automakers to more quickly shift factory production to the U.S.
When those plants open, there won't be any tariffs.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the European Parliament's Trade Committee calls the threatened tariff hike unacceptable, adding the Trump administration keeps breaking its commitments. More better-than-expected profit reports boosted stocks to more records. Seth Sutel has closing numbers.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Friday. That marked the latest all-time high for the index and its fifth weekly gain in a row. The Dow fell 152 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Apple led the way higher. The iPhone maker climbed 3.2%. Easing oil prices also helped keep trading steady. Many overseas markets were closed for the May Day holiday. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged down to 4.38%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says he is not satisfied with Iran's latest proposal in negotiations to end the war.
There's tremendous discord.
Telling reporters,
they're having a tremendous problem getting along with each other in Iran.
But Trump's also told Congress that hostilities with Iran have terminated, despite the continued presence of U.S. forces in the region. That message aims to skirt today's legal deadline for congressional approval. This is AP News. Dreamers in limbo.
Renewal wait times for the Obama-era program that allows people who were brought to the U.S. as children to temporarily remain in the country and work have increased dramatically in the past year.
My life outside of America hasn't even been brought up.
Waiting for DACA renewal is Elsa Sanchez.
It would be an adjustment, but more than anything, it would be a disappointment.
For some, months of waiting have led them to miss their renewal deadline for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It also left them in uncertain limbo in which they can't work and face the threat of deportation.
For the DACA community specifically, I definitely think that because of the delays, we feel unprotected at all costs. We feel scared.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has said the median wait time for DACA renewals was about 70 days. This is the longest median wait time since 2016, when there were technical issues. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.